Ignition by Kevin J. Anderson and Doug Deason. To the men and women of NASA, America's space program, who continue to ignite our dreams of the future. Acknowledgements. This book would not have been possible without the many contributions of the following: Milt Finger of the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, Tina Pichon, Manny Virata and Bill Johnson of NASA Public Affairs at the Kennedy Space Center, Charlie Parker from NASA, Michael Minnie Mott of NASA Headquarters, Dr. Kerry Joles, Lieutenant Colonel Chuck Beeson, and Major Lon Enlow and Norris Davila. Along the way, we have also received valuable advice from Dean Kuntz, Al Zuckerman, Richard Curtis, Patrick Nielsen Hayden, Philippa Pride, Janet Berliner, Bob Fleck, Mark Buds, Marina Fitch, Christine Catherine Rush, Dean Wesley Smith, Deb Ray, Inez Heinz, and, as always, Rebecca Moesta Anderson and Cindy Beeson. Author's note. While we have done extensive research on NASA, the Kennedy Space Center, the Johnson Space Center, the European Space Agency's Ariane program, and other topics for this book, many specific details have been intentionally changed. The locations of certain buildings and facilities, particularly the Vehicle Assembly Building and the Launch Control Center, have been moved, and some NASA security procedures have been altered in order to preserve the integrity of these national assets. Ignition. Prologue. Ariane Space Launch Center, Kourou, French Guiana. The thick humidity was a magnifying glass, amplifying the sun's heat in the coastal jungles of French Guiana. Just north of the small town of Kourou, security patrols locked gates and inspected chain-link fences in preparation for the launch of an Ariane 44L rocket, flagship of the European Space Agency. On roads.